$76 billion media deal. They say $2.2 billion of that goes to the WNBA. But here's the problem. That number wasn't set by the open market. It was set by the NBA. Even women's basketball legend Cheryl Miller called it a lowball. And some analysts think the true media rights value of the WNBA could be as high as $10 billion. If that's true, then $500 million, money generated by WNBA games, fans, and stars, might actually be subsidizing the NBA. That's not just unfair, it's exploitation. And just like clockwork, the NBA and critics of the WNBA are already rolling out the familiar narrative of the WNBA isn't profitable. They've used this line before, during the 1970s ABA merger, during the 1983 salary cap push, and again in the 2011 lockout. Now they're claiming the WNBA lost $40 million last season, four times what they claimed in the past, with no financial evidence to back it up. Meanwhile, the WNBA just posted record-breaking attendance, TV ratings, merch sales, and social media